USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Global internet monitoring firm NetBlocks is reporting communist Cuba has restricted access in-country to social media and messaging platforms, including Facebook and WhatsApp. Cuban officials blame social media platforms for encouraging protests in Cuba over the weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has deep concerns about the military coup in Myanmar and called on Southeast Asian nations to take action to end violence and restore democracy in that country. Blinken made the appeal during a meeting with foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations on Wednesday. President Biden's push for a big new infrastructure investment got a boost on Tuesday when leading Senate Democrats agreed to a partisan $3.5 trillion price tag package. Biden will travel to Capitol Hill on Wednesday to have lunch with Senate Democrats and discuss the road ahead for advancing the legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Cuban security forces are doing what they do best in times of protest. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
More than 140 Cubans have been detained or disappeared in a widening crackdown by Cuba's security forces, according to international rights advocates, monitoring the aftermath of the anti-regime protests that swept the island nation on Sunday. While demonstrators did not return to the streets of Havana or other cities in force for a second day on Tuesday, tensions remain high in Havana, where security forces have reportedly fanned out across the Cuban capital and are even going door to door searching for organizers of the nation's largest protests in decades. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASA is reporting a wobble in the moon's orbit will combine with rising sea levels due to Earth's warming to bring a decade of dramatic increases in high tide coastal floods across the United States in the 2030s. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Fibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
There were strong words from Governor Ron DeSantis on Tuesday at a roundtable discussion at the American Museum of the Cuban Diaspora.
They are revolting against a corrupt communist dictatorship that has ruled that island with an iron fist for over 60 years, that is responsible for death and destruction.
Former Miami-Dade mayor and Cuban-born Carlos Jimenez.
It is not about vaccines. It is not about food. It is about liberty. The Cuban people are fed up. We need to help the dissidents inside the island by giving them financial support.
DeSantis called on the Biden administration to take a strong stance against the oppressive communist regime that has been using violence against its own people to crush dissent for more than six decades. Tuesday's inflation indicator, the Consumer Price Index, shows Americans are now paying well over 5% more for everyday items than we did 1 year ago. Economist Steve Forbes is sounding the alarm.
Inflation's here for a while. We're getting the whirlwind of what was done last year and the year before. Even before COVID, the Fed was printing too much money. They went on a binge last year, perhaps for understandable reasons, but they overdid it. And then I think everyone's underestimated the huge disruptions, supply chain disruption, when you shut down the global economy. It's not like a light switch. The Fed, I think, is realizing bad things are coming and they're trying to find desperate ways to stem the leaks in the dam. But with all those spending bills coming through, what they go through, watch out. The dam will break.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.